Welcome to In the Starlight, Research and Resources for English Learner Achievement, a podcast from the Starlight Consortium, located on the web at www.elresearch.org. In the Starlight, Issue 2, Tongue Tied, The Lives of Multilingual Children in Public Education, edited by Dr. Otto Santana, Associate Professor and Founding Member of the Cesar Chavez Center for Chicana and Chicano Studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. Prepared by Sylvia Lomas, June 2005. Tongue-Tied, The Lives of Multilingual Children in Public Education. Dr. Otto Santana, Associate Professor and Founding Member of the Cesar Chavez Center for Chicana and Chicano Studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. Sharing Stories. Tongue-Tied is a book designed to create an opportunity for language minority students to share their stories and first-person experiences. According to Dr. Otto Santana, nearly half of Latino, Asian, and Pacific Islander children are limited English proficient students. This anthology, divided into six parts, offers educators thought-provoking insights into the multilingual students and their struggles with educational institutions that have silenced their home language and culture. Breaking Ties. Simon Ortiz writes about the Native American experience with American schools and teachers. He speaks about the federal policy of sending away Native American children to Christian mission boarding schools far away from their homelands. According to Ortiz, the policy was to break or sever ties to culture, family, and tribe, to change indigenous people into Americans. It is his belief that this policy destroyed the heritage and identity of Native people. Stories of children learning English and losing their native tongue are woven throughout the book. Perpetuated myth. According to Valencia and Solorzano, a myth is being perpetuated in that low-income parents of color typically do not value the importance of education, that they fail to inculcate such a value in their children, and that they seldom participate in parental involvement activities. In contrast, Valencia, Henderson, and Rankin share examples of many positive home life experiences, where mothers in low-income homes exhibit high educational aspirations for their children, positive reinforcement for intellectual behavior, read regularly to their offspring, and expose their children to a variety of learning experiences outside the home. Building on knowledge and culture. According to Luis Moll and Norma Gonzalez in Beginning Where the Children Are, it is important for a teacher to recognize and build on the knowledge and culture that children bring to the classroom, rather than unconsciously assuming that a child arrives at the school doors as an empty vessel. The authors conducted a study for teachers to collect funds of knowledge, in which teachers visited poor immigrant and language minority families to find out about their societal knowledge and life skills. These teachers learned to disregard stereotypes and gained a better understanding of their students' cultural background. Home language. The section entitled Mother Tongue addresses the child's home language and the ties that are severed when the child's school does not value his or her language. The connection between families and their children often suffer as depicted in the poems and personal reflections found in this section. Implications for teachers. Tongue-Tied provides an interesting reading for educators to learn about the multilingual richness of minority children and the harmful effects of silencing their voices. It gives the readers thought-provoking ideas for developing positive strategies to use in the classroom. Culturally Proficient Instruction, a Guide for People Who Teach, Understanding a Child's Socioeconomic Status, and Building Trust with Schools and Diverse Families are three resources recommended in this issue. No Child Left Behind Implications. No Child Left Behind and Tongue-Tied expressly direct attention to the following areas. Number 1, dropout prevention resources that can assist teachers in incorporating students' home language and culture in today's multilingual, multicultural classrooms. Number two, effective strategies educators can use to work with children of poverty to best meet their needs. And number three, parent involvement tools that build on a better understanding and knowledge of the home language, traditions, and cultures. Tongue-tied, the lives of multilingual children in public education. Dr. Otto Santana, associate professor and founding member of the Cesar Chavez Center for Chicana and Chicano Studies at the University of California, Los Angeles. Sharing Stories. Tongue-tied is a book that the family's quiet was partly due to the fact that as we children learned more and more English, we shared fewer and fewer words with our parents. Richard Rodriguez. Implications for teachers. Tongue-tied provides an interesting reading for educators to learn about the multilingual richness of minority children and the harmful effects of silencing their voices. It gives the readers thought-provoking ideas for developing positive strategies to use in the classroom. Culturally Proficient Instruction, a Guide for People Who Teach, Understanding a Child's Socioeconomic Status, and Building Trust with Schools and Diverse Families are three resources recommended in this issue. No Child Left Behind Implications. No Child Left Behind and Tongue-Tied expressly direct attention to the following areas. Number one, dropout prevention resources that can assist teachers in incorporating students' home language and culture in today's multilingual, multicultural classrooms. Number two, effective strategies educators can use to work with children of poverty to best meet their needs. And number three, parent involvement tools that build on a better understanding and knowledge of the home language, traditions, and cultures. In the Starlight, research and resources for English learner achievement is a product of the Starlight Consortium. This network of committed educators from the Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, San Diego, San Joaquin, Santa Clara, and Ventura County offices of education is dedicated to promoting the achievement of students who are English learners. Visit our website to download more podcasts and resources in English and Spanish at www.elresearch.org. Theme music provided by Magnatune.com. Track number one from the Magnatune Mix album, Down Tempo Chill by DJ Carey. Starlight issues are produced and designed by the San Bernardino County Superintendent of Schools. Starlight website produced by Robert Daly. RIM CTAP, the California Technology Assistance Project, Region 10. Copyright 2004 to 2010, Starlight Consortium, all rights reserved.